Good morning and welcome to the East Tennessee Report, a public affairs program of the Journal Broadcast Group. My name is Frank Murphy. This morning, we are absolutely delighted to have two contestants from The Biggest Loser here with us, Knoxville's own Ashley and Sherry Johnston. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, mother, daughter, they talk in unison.
We do. I know. It's awful. Huh?
That's delightful. Fantastic. We're so happy to have you here this morning. And congratulations on your tremendous weight loss. You should have won the show, but you missed it by that much.
So close. 4 pounds. He got me by 4 pounds. But you know what? I won my life back, and I'm completely happy. So I feel like I won.
Yeah. Everyone on that show really does win, don't they?
Absolutely. I feel the same. You know, I would have had to probably be 102 pounds to beat Coley. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that would have been a little...
Because as it was, you lost almost 102 pounds, right?
Right. I lost 99 pounds on the show. So that made a huge difference. And it really, again, has changed my life, my health, my outlook, everything.
And it's so fantastic. And to recap your story, I know a lot of people here in East Tennessee did follow you on the show because it was covered heavily on the internet, on the newspaper. The local TV stations made sure to highlight your story. Your whole world changed when your husband died way too young.
Absolutely. Ken died of melanoma cancer, and he fought valiantly for his life, but it really changed all of our family dynamics. He was such a vital part of our lives and our family, and it was one of those times for me that I basically quit on life, you know, and it's unfortunate. It happens a lot. But I actually was one that didn't go out of the house for about 4 months. I didn't get dressed. I didn't do anything and kind of fell off the face of the earth for a while. So it's been a struggle getting back together and back on track. And
well, dealing with your grief.
It really is. You know, I've gotten a lot of that back together. But the weight gain, first of all, was mm-hmm. just huge, and just not really caring about yourself enough to do anything. You just aimlessly eat and comfort.
Now, Ashley, you're a young thing. How old were you when your dad passed?
Wait a minute.
You're both young. I said your husband died way too young.
I'm just kidding.
But I mean, when he died, how old were you?
When my dad passed away, I was 16 at the time. Oh, so being 16, it was really difficult to first deal with the illness, to deal with the illness itself, with him having cancer and going through that at a young age, and seeing his health deteriorate and seeing him change in a way. You know, when he finally passed, that was very shocking to me, and it was very hard to deal with at that age. And I just ate my emotions, and from there on, I started gaining and gaining and gaining.
So when we were introduced to you guys on The Biggest Loser, that was 10 years of accumulated weight
right.
gain.
374 pounds was about 11 years of continual weight gain, which I struggled with my weight as a child in general. You know, but at the time when he passed away, I was probably in a size 12, 14, you know, nothing out of control. It could have definitely been handled at that point. But, you know, it just continued to get worse and worse for me. And, you know, next thing I know, I'm 374 pounds.
Okay, now we are going to talk more about weight loss and more about health. But I also want to bring up the great program that you're involved with Second Harvest Food Bank here in East Tennessee. One of the things that you guys have done lately is start eating healthy.
Right.
And it's so important now that you guys are raising money for Second Harvest. And the reason I bring that up is in the past, we've always associated Second Harvest Food Bank with the canned food drive.
Right.
You know, we want to give them the can of whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we all have thought it. Just clean out the pantry and send whatever to Second Harvest. Well, in reality, there's things that they can use better than a can of food, and that would be a dollar that they can then go to use to buy fresh food, healthy choices.
Right.
You know, I mean, they've got an enormous walk-in fridge, and then followed behind that by an enormous walk-in freezer at mm-hmm. Second Harvest. I mean, they've got a place for produce at
right.
Second Harvest. We don't associate it because we all think cans.
Right.
So let's talk about how you guys are raising money, which can be used to buy healthy food for people in need.
Well, you know, Biggest Loser has launched a national campaign for Pound for Pound Challenge. And it's basically for every pound that you challenge of weight loss, Pound for Pound will also donate a pound of food to Second Harvest.
Okay, so if I pledge to lose 5 pounds,
right?
That would mean 5 pounds of food for Second Harvest, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And it's not like anybody will come to your house and say, you know, you pledged to lose 50 pounds. Have you done it? Are you doing it? And this is just a honor roll system thing. Pledge it and do your best to get there.
Okay, so if we go to the website, pfpchallenge.com, let me dial that one up. That's PFP for poundforpoundchallenge.com. What's the process?
Well, you just go in and you put in your email address. It's all they're asking. I think maybe your first name. I did it myself. It's your first name.
And I know I have you at a little disadvantage because you're not in front of a computer right now. So
I did it. I did it before. And it just asks you, how many pounds would you like to lose? And that you're pledging that you're going to work towards. And by doing that, you know, nobody's knocking on your door, bringing a scale. Jill's not going to show up and say, hey, are you on task? But, you know, also you have there are tips and things that you can find on the website to help you lose weight. And the thing about the Pound for Pound Challenge is the deadline is coming up very quickly on us here in Knoxville and across the country.
Yeah, it's the end of this month, June 30th.
June 30th.
Oh my! So we got 10 days to get this done. All right, let's move forward, people.
Yes, that's right. And as the challenges we had on the ranch were tough, but this one isn't as tough, guys. All you have to do is pledge. Mm-hmm. So we'd like for you to go to the poundforpoundchallenge.com and pledge your weight before the end of the month. It doesn't mean you have to lose it by the end of the month.
Oh, good.
But what is your goal? Set your goal, and then you can start working towards that.
It looks like St. Paul, Minnesota, is in the lead as of this moment.
Yeah, we as a city, Knoxville is number 58.
Oh, we can do better.
So I think we can definitely do better than that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, we're actually 54. Sorry, Knoxville.
Oh, yay, Knoxville.
Go, Knoxville. We need to do a little bit more. So I feel like definitely by getting on, not only improving your health and your life by losing weight and setting a goal for yourself, which is what I encourage everyone to do that wants to lose weight, set small goals and get there, is also feed people that are in need. So you can do two wonderful things, one for yourself and one to help other people by going and doing this.
You probably recognize the voices from NBC's The Biggest Loser. That's Ashley Johnston, her mom, Sherry. They're both here. Combined, you lost what, a gazillion pounds?
Oh my God, combined we lost almost 300 pounds.
Wow. Yeah. And they measure it in percentage of body weight because that's the only thing that really would be fair.
Right, correct.
To do because, I mean, if you were competing against one another, it would look like a completely uneven challenge because of your difference in structure and height and everything. But percentage-wise, how did you do?
Percentage-wise, I almost made it to 50%. I was at 48. Oh my God, I was like right on the cusp there of 50%.
And Sherry, you were in the high 40s of percentage too.
45, almost 46%, and thought I could make it to 50, but I ran out of room. I gained more muscle, which was really good. And I'm really the same size I was when I was 102, 105 when I was married, and I'm the same size, but now
weigh a little more. Does it freak you out that we could put another you and another you over here?
Completely. I mean, I lost 100 by the finale. I lost 183 pounds at the finale, and it's, you know, that's a person.
It's more than I weigh.
Yeah, and not necessarily depending on your height and everything, not necessarily the healthiest person. Yeah. So it's incredible to me to actually look back at my photographs, at pictures, and at the you know, at footage, and think like, oh my, I don't recognize that person anymore because that's not who I am anymore, and I will never go back to that.
And that is the hard part, though.
Yeah,
isn't
this is the reality now. This is the true challenge: is being at home. There's not $250,000 dangling in front of you, keeping you working out and going. It's now, this is the true reality. This is the challenge, is keeping it off. And it's a lifestyle change completely. And it's something that we'll all have to constantly battle.
All right, I've had a little experience with losing weight myself.
You have.
We saw those pictures. You do look great.
It's amazing.
Well, I appreciate that. Nothing is spectacular.
Just as spectacular.
Absolutely.
But so much is in your mind. So much of it is deciding that this is a new lifestyle from this point forward. And not a short-term diet. I'm not going to lose 10 pounds and then go back to eating my M&Ms, Sherry loves M&Ms.
Hey, that is true. And you know, the thing is that you can eat healthy, and like if I really, really crave that one M&M or that two, you know, having a couple is not going to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's that not having that couple of bags.
You know what? I did this one time. My next door neighbor was a science teacher. I went over and borrowed his official science scale that they use to weigh out the grams of little things, because I knew I could get 22.5 grams of M&M. So whatever it worked out to. I mean, it was 22.5 M&Ms. I think I'd figured out was one of my serving sizes for the right number of calories.
Right.
So
right.
Literally, my son and I, we counted out 22 M&Ms and then sawed one in half, because that's how many I was allowed to have.
Right, exactly.
And I learned for the first time in my life to eat eat M&Ms one at a time.
One and really enjoy
never,
it.
I had never in my life put a single M&M in my mouth.
I relate to that. You have to eat them by the handful.
Lord, as we learned on the ranch, it's 10 calories per M&M because we actually participate in the M&M challenge on the ranch.
Wow.
Two M&Ms, 20 calories. So, yeah, I mean,
I know. And you guys got me thinking about M&Ms today. So I went on the internet and saw that now they have pretzel M&Ms.
I'm like, oh, God.
Pretzel M&Ms.
Don't do that to yourself.
Oh, no. So you have that would be both of our cravings together.
I know it would.
This is what my wife is more about that. She's more tempted by the potato chips.
That's exactly me. Mine is more of like a carb. Like I like that salty.
I am the unusual person who can eat one potato chip and go, eh. But cake, candy, cookies.
Yeah,
you know.
That'll get you just as, yeah.
I'm really more candy. Mm-hmm. You know, the chocolate.
The
you know,
bonbons.
Specifically. Mm-hmm. Chocolate was my weakness.
But all right,
the bad
so,
things.
So now that you know your weaknesses, weaknesses carbs, you know your weaknesses sweets, how do you get through the rest of today? How do you get through the rest of the week? What do you do, you know, especially when now that you're famous and stuff and people are always going to be putting, you know, the green room spread of who knows whatever in front of you?
As you go, especially as you go to the grocery store and you check out and everyone knows what you have in your buggy.
Yes.
It really keeps you somewhat accountable, which is good. But, you know, that really the I think that the whole thing is just doing that is you know how to live right. You know, we know now we have the knowledge and we have the ability. We've learned to, you know, be off the sugar for a while or mm-hmm. off of the chips and the salt and the things and, you know, really enjoy your food.
Well, what do you replace it with?
For me, my thing is we have what we call high calorie day once a week. And it's nothing that's like crazy high calorie. It's not like we're going out and we're eating, you know, like fast food, candy, all that stuff. And basically, we just raise our calories. I'm still doing it because I'm still in the weight loss process, and it's a good way to shock your body. Mm-hmm. I raise it maybe like 300 calories that day. But we make it at-home pizza, which is a really good substitute mm-hmm. for me because, you know, I love that. I love the saltiness. I love the carbs. So I make, we do a whole wheat crust,
nice.
Weight Watchers cheese, turkey, you know, turkey meat and
low
all that
sodium,
kind of things.
All of those
everything
kind of
low
things.
Sodium, vegetables. And that is how we get our fix with that. So there's definitely substitutes that you can always find. I mean, if not, make it. You know, that's what we had to do on the ranch. We made a lot of stuff on the ranch because we didn't have like the luxury of going to the grocery store and shopping. We had somebody mm-hmm. do that for us. So, I mean, there's definitely substitutes you can do. And there
and
are
again,
ways around it.
I'm reminded of the healthy choices that we want Second Harvest Food Bank to have locally. Mm-hmm. We want to fill up their refrigerator unit. Not so much
Definitely.
Not so much the pallets of the canned food, because
right.
they'll always have that. And you've got, you know, companies like Bush's that are always going to be generous and donate canned
right.
food to them. And they're wonderful about that kind of stuff. But the money is what they need. And Elaine Strenow has been in here many times before in the same thing,
yeah.
kind of explaining that you can go, any one of us can go to the grocery store and buy $5 worth of canned food and donate it to Second Harvest. They love it
sure.
when they get the peanut butter, and they love it when they get the tuna fish and the high protein stuff.
Right.
But if you give that $5 to Second Harvest, if you participate in the pound for pound challenge and get that money to Second Harvest, they're going to go buy it at wholesale and get twice as much, three times
exactly.
as much food for that same $5.
They are. They
exactly.
said that they could feed. Have three meals for $1. So for your $5, that's 15 meals.
Yeah.
And whatever that $5 you spent at the grocery store is not going to feed for five meals.
That's true.
15, much less 15.
Don't care how many coupons you have.
That's
you're
right.
Exactly. You're still not going to get it wholesale.
You're not.
Exactly.
Ashley Johnston, her mom Sherry Johnston from The Biggest Loser are here. Also, exercise is a big part of that program.
Oh, it's huge.
I mean, for me, it's a challenge because exercise makes me hungrier.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, but I know it does build muscle. And tones you, and it's part of the reason you guys both look so beautiful today.
Well, thank you. But I think it's definitely, people always ask me, which do you think is more important, the exercise or the eating? And I think it's a 50-50 split, basically. You know, I don't think one is more important than the other. The exercise is just as important as eating healthy, and they definitely go hand in hand. It's calories in, calories out. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we definitely learned how to exercise on the ranch. That is one thing is undeniable. Is
yeah,
that
well, you
we
burned,
have a lot of,
you
day
burned,
one.
You burned a lot more calories on that ranch than I would. I mean, I know you have to walk.
6,000 a day.
See, because you have to, and that's so hard because to burn 100 calories, you got to walk a whole mile.
Right.
And I'm out at that point. I'm like, that's it. I'm done.
Yeah. Well, 6,000, you know, 6,000 a day is extremely hard. I mean,
it
we
is.
Worked out constantly all day. And that's not just us sitting in the gym running on a treadmill all day long. Like, it's just getting up and moving around. It's going on high. We went on hikes. We walked the mile throughout the day. We just continued to stay moving. Plus, your high cardio and things like that. So, we did, you know, with a combination, we were able to reach our our calorie burns. And I mean, it was a fight every day.
Tell me about some of the challenges you did on the ranch that were exercise related challenges, like the one where you
every single one of them.
I'm thinking the one where you had to carry the amount of weight that you had lost.
Yeah, that was our very last challenge that we had to do. It was the final five of us had to do it. And it was just very eye-opening to me. We actually went to a quarry where they made sand and things. They built these sand dunes up for us every week that we had been on the ranch. And they put all the weight that we had lost in a bag, and we had to pull it over the sand dunes and drop our weight that we lost that week off. Mm-hmm. So in the beginning, you know, I think I was carrying like 130 pounds at that time that I had already lost by that challenge. And to carry that on my back and know that that was literally on my body totally was an eye-opener to me, that I'd never want this weight back on. And it just was like, no wonder I couldn't walk from my car to the entrance of the mall without just out of breath. I mean, put 200 pounds on your back and walk around, and then you'll know what it's like to be, you know, to feel, you get a glimpse of what it's like to be overweight.
I go to the store, and it used to be that the people in the wheelchairs and the buggies would be the people who had some sort of like, a muscular dystrophy type of disease. Now, the people you see driving around in those carts are generally the ones who are extremely heavy.
Exactly.
And that is true. And, you know, that's why it all counts and it all matters. You may not be able to go to the gym and do all the things we did on the ranch, but you can make simple choices in your life. You know, just begin to move. Start where you are.
And walking. Walking is great.
Walking is great. Even start, you know, if you can, go to a gym. If you can't, find a trainer. You know, do a boot camp. You know, but it is starting to move. It is walking. You know, if you can walk a little bit of a distance, then try that. Start there instead of taking the elevator. Take the stairs. You know, we've all heard it. Those aren't new things. Those aren't they aren't anything we haven't heard before. But they really are what matters, and it will change your life.
If you don't want to go out and buy weights, you can take some bottles of water. You
know, exactly. I mean, there's always ways to get around it. If you can't afford a trainer, there's tons of stuff you can do. Even boxing. Like, I try to tell people, I've really gotten into boxing lately. I love, like, combat cardio and things like that. Like, I love it. And it's, one, you're learning
a
skill.
With pink gloves, by the way.
I do have pink gloves, by the way. They really are.
I've got to keep my ninja skills up. You know, the pink ninja. So I definitely like to encourage people that, you know, are in the beginning of their workouts, that are trying to lose a lot of weight, that are carrying heavy amounts of weight, that boxing is a great way to lose weight. That's easy if you have knee problems, if you know you can't run at the time. It's a great cardio workout, and it's a good place to start.
It's summer here. It's time to be outdoors, you know, so there's a lot of things outdoors you can do, and it's so hot right now. We all know swimming is excellent, you know, getting in the pool, doing things. It's easy on all your muscles and your joints, but it's also a great cardio workout.
You know, you say it's summer. Of course, reminded me that today is Father's Day. So it's really a beautiful day, especially for you, Ashley, to be here and honor your dad.
Definitely.
With the success that you've had. I mean, I saw on the show, and Sherry, when you went to the grave and read the letter to your husband, and, you know, how important he is to you still to this day and inspiring you now.
Completely. And you know what? Now you mentioned that Father's Day this year is probably the best for me yet, because I finally was able to accomplish this goal that I know he always wanted for me, was to be happy and healthy. And so I feel like, although he's not here, this would be like my gift to him, is for him to see how healthy I am now and that I am truly happy. And, you know, he'll always be a huge part of my life.
Ashley Johnston, Sherry Johnston from The Biggest Loser. One thing that worked for me with weight loss, and maybe you can speak to this as well, it was for years and years, I couldn't get motivated to do it. I thought, and you have this mindset, well, one day I'll be motivated to lose weight.
Right, and you put it off, and you put it off.
Guess what? Badly.
It's never coming. Other circumstances came about where, you know, the boss said, hey, we need somebody to do the commercials. Why don't you go on a diet? I'm like, yeah, all right, whatever. And all of a sudden, what I found motivated me was those first 5 pounds that I lost. Like, hey, whoa. Then the 10 pounds, and then the 20 pounds. Just starting. You don't have to be motivated. Just do it, and then let yourself get motivated down the road.
Exactly.
It really does. It inspires you to do more. You realize, hey, I can do this much. I can do a little bit more. I can do a little more. And it just feeds the confidence that you gain in yourself, and the motivation is just amazing.
Well, and the more weight you start to lose, too, the better you feel, the more you can do. So it's like, oh, my God, I remember being on the ranch. I started seeing, like, my collarbones and stuff, and I was like, I have bones. Yes. You know, like I have collarbones. I have a jawline now. Like,
that's
so it's
y'all.
It is really encouraging. And you start to have more confidence in yourself and you start to feel good and it makes you want to do more.
Yeah. And so you've got such a bright future ahead of you. I mean, both of you do. But, you know, especially Ashley, you've talked about on the program how probably early on in the process where you were very emotional talking about how you had dreams and wishes for the future to have a family, to you know, just to be a full person. And I don't mean that in the
right, exactly.
the pun sense of the word.
No, I, you know, being overweight the size I was, it was definitely holding me back in what I wanted to do in my life. I wanted to travel. Being on a plane at 374 pounds is miserable. Living life that size for me was miserable. So now I can, I mean, I have goals and dreams. I'm trying to start my own clothing line right now because that's one thing I completely missed out on was I couldn't wear the fashion I wanted to wear. And I constantly just, I would look through magazines and be like, if I could, I would wear this. Mm-hmm. And so now I can. And so I'm going to produce a line that is for sizes 6 to 16. It's still a healthy line, but you know, I'll never be a bone. I'll never be a stick. And I'm completely happy with that. You know, I'm healthy.
Yeah.
And, I want to help women, you know, one, who are bigger, have a goal line to get into. Make that 16 size jeans your goal. And so I have that going right now, and I'm just really excited to travel. And I do want to start a family, and, you know, we'll see, you know.
Grandkids. Yes, I'm ready
for
that, too.
We are not quite there yet.
Well, let's find
the boyfriend first,
yeah.
Right?
But you know, thinking ahead, that's going to pose a challenge, too, because
completely.
How many women have struggled to keep the weight off or lose weight after having kids? It's
right.
That's a
and
tough
even if you're
time.
Healthier when you get pregnant, you know, the pregnancy's easier, and you have a better chance to lose it later. Not just
lose the weight
you.
Later, yeah.
Yes.
I'm like, are we talking about babies already? But yeah.
Well,
I mean, it is in the near. I'm no spring chicken anymore. I'm getting up there. So, you know, I need to start thinking about these
and
things.
And my other daughter, Cindy, you know, she's been married for a couple of years. So mm-hmm. I've already started buying baby clothes for, you know, whatever. You know, I'm
Grandma
excited
Sherry.
About that
See?
Part of being.
Are you going to be Meemaw?
Grammy. I'm Grammy.
Awesome.
And so Cindy has two children by her marriage, and so that's what they call me is Grammy. So.
Well, you alluded a moment ago to how tough it is to get on an airplane, and I assume you flew to Los Angeles from Knoxville at the beginning.
Oh, completely. And
many times.
Many times, and we actually sat together, and we were sitting on top of each other.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I had to have the extender belt, which was also just a horrific thing for me. Just embarrassing to have to go through the line and people already don't want to sit by you when you're that size. And then you have to get an extender belt because you can't even buckle the seatbelt that comes with it. Like, it's just, it really was a nightmare to me. And I don't want to be stuck in one place. I want to travel. And so for me to be able to get on a plane, buckle that seatbelt. I remember the first time when we left from Colorado. When we went to Colorado, it was the first time that a lot of us on the show were able to buckle our seatbelts without having an extender.
Oh, my gosh.
And that was a big moment for us. And if you've ever been overweight, you know how it feels. And it's the small things that people don't realize that make the big difference. It's like I can fit into a booth now at a restaurant and not be self-conscious about it. There's so many little things that's really the biggest thing for me in my life.
What about the downside of, I mean, we hear about it. People who are overweight get discriminated against.
Completely.
Specifically, what you said it right there when you said nobody wanted to sit next to you on the plane because you're spilling into their real estate.
Exactly. And, you know, I can understand it would be uncomfortable for them. But for me at my job, even, I was an esthetician at Natural Alternatives here in Western Plaza. And you know, we do what we call a foot bath, which is an Aveda ritual. We get down and we do an opening ritual where we touch their feet, we cleanse their feet and stuff like that before we do the facial. And for me, getting down on the floor in front of the client and then having the struggle to get back up was incredibly embarrassing for me. So, you know, I feel like a lot of times people didn't necessarily want to come to me because of my size.
What about you, Sherry?
Well, I've struggled, you know, with that too. You think, you know, as being larger, I know we had an event at our office and with our staff, and I had not met a lot of our national staff last summer, and I was at my biggest. And as I looked around, I'm the largest. We were at the beach.
Oh.
I did not want to be in a bathing suit. I didn't wear shorts, but it's 100 degrees, mm-hmm. you know. And it was really quite embarrassing. It was trying to find things that I could cover up with. And everyone was so kind and so sweet. That's not what they looked at, but I was very self-conscious. And let me go back to something that happened on the plane on one of my trips home. And it was actually from Atlanta to Knoxville. And we get on, you know, the planes are small. So we get on the plane.
Yeah, the one aisle, one seat, then an aisle, and then two seats.
Right, right. They're teeny. Mm-hmm. And this was, you know, not long ago, so I was thin. And the lady in front of me goes in, and someone's in her seat. And so the lady starts to move and sit in beside the gentleman who was already seated. And he said, oh, it doesn't matter. You don't have to move. Either one of you can sit by me because you're both thin. As long as you're not a fat person, I didn't want that to someone like that to
he
sit by me.
He actually said those words.
He said it out loud. And it was awkward. I stood there and looked at him, just gave him like, are you really kidding?
Because maybe you're like me, where you don't necessarily haven't fully absorbed the fact
well,
that you're thin.
No, because I look at myself and you still think of that. And I just looked at him and I just said, really?
Yeah.
You know, I was like, can you believe what you just said? Did you think about what you said? He obviously didn't.
Right, because like you say, thinking like a fat person is so consuming. So, because it affects everything, like you talk about, it affects what you wear, it affects where you go, where you sit.
Your daily life, constantly. I was constantly thinking of it.
You're thinking about it all the time.
Pulling your clothes down, walking a certain way, getting, you know, holding your purse a certain way to hide fat rolls. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, it's a daily, nonstop thing in my mind that was happening. And
so it's hard to think like a thin person. I don't know I have no idea what thin people are supposed to think like.
Yeah, right. It is the switch in your brain.
Yeah. Well, you know, I still want to talk a little more about, we're running out of time and I'm very much enjoying my time talking to you both. I loved it when you guys were at World's Fair Park filming. I loved it when you were at the gym locally on Middlebrook Pike. I'm like excited recognizing these landmarks. How awesome was it? And also, how did you keep the secret, or what's the rules? I don't even know. When you're mostly out in California doing the filming, and you can't reveal too much before it airs on television, but it's filmed in advance. What was that like? What happened?
We are sequestered. So basically when we were on the ranch, there's no phones, there's no computer, no television. So literally all we did there was work out.
Your Facebook friends thought you'd passed?
We told some people that we were going to be on the show, of course, and it kind of started spreading around Knoxville, which was fine.
Okay.
But everything else we had to keep a secret because, you know, they don't want to ruin, like, the surprise of what's happening on the show for people because it is filmed a little bit in advance. There's a delay there.
And you are under contract.
Yeah, sure. It's a very tight one.
Oh, yeah. So, I know. Believe me, I noticed that when you came home for your visit and you're standing there in your tank top and shorts at World's Fair Park and everybody else is bundled up in parkas.
Yeah, that was freezing.
It was so cold. I mean, we had, you know, our very first day at World's Fair Park before we left, our first weigh-in, it was pouring rain. It was horrible. We were outside. It was rain, and we were trying to film in between the downpour. So,
and it was actually the first time that was a very big moment for both of us because we had to – that was the scariest thing, was not just the weigh-in to show in front of our friends and family and America what we weighed, but we had to remove the shirt, and that's the first time we had to stand there and reveal in the sports bra, which is for anyone, especially a woman, I feel like is very – it was a very tough day for both of us.
It was that moment, you know, you've tried for years to cover that, you know, and we lovingly called my stomach, my middle area, the egg, extra large, maximum capacity. And to layer and layer clothes that you think are hiding and disguising all of that to suddenly take it off.
Yeah.
It really is a moment, though, to do it in front of your friends and family was, you know, we knew the day before. We were like, are you kidding?
I think that was the most embarrassing, was that it was in front of our friends and family, because those are the people that is your peers, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was easier for us to think, we're going on TV, you know, they're going to be filming it, there'll be camera people there, and America will watch it, but by the time we get back, we'll be thin, so it's okay.
But you also know those are the people who love you as you are.
Exactly.
Regardless.
They loved us when we were as big as we were, and we didn't even realize how big we were. Ashley used to laugh and tell them in our interviews, when we were trying to get on the show, you know, my mom's really fat. Can you see how fat she is? And now we just crack up because I'm like, did you see the pictures? Did you really see that?
But at the beginning, I had to convince her to go on the show with me because I kept saying, Mom, you know, I need a partner. And I really feel like you're our only parent left. We really want you to be healthy. We want you around as long as possible. And she was just like, you know, I don't think I'm big enough to go on the show. I'm just not big enough.
Denial.
All the interviews and stuff, of course, she has such a small frame. My God, she's in a size 4 right now. You know, that's her frame. She, at the time, you know, she had 100 extra pounds on her. That's
amazing.
Very much so.
And I was in a 20,
a
size 20.
Once again, the website is pfpchallenge.com. Second Harvest Food Bank here in East Tennessee will benefit from your pledge to lose weight. But you got to hurry. You got 10 days left. The deadline is June 30th. Ashley Johnston, Sherry Johnston from NBC's The Biggest Loser. Go to NBC.com. You can view videos of them and see their whole journey. And it's an amazing, wonderful thing.
Well, thank you so much. It has been a wonderful journey. It's absolutely life-changing. And I would do it again 100 times over again.
Me too. And we're excited about the new adventures that are coming.
Awesome. Well, stay in touch. I'd like to have you back again, all right?
Definitely.
We'd love to come back.
Thank you.
Awesome. This is the East Tennessee Report, a public affairs program of the Journal Broadcast Group. My name is Frank Murphy. We'll talk to you again next Sunday.